You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus pandemic has highlighted gender differences and inequalities, with the World Health Organization reporting 70% of global health workers are women. And although the vaccine against COVID-19 is accessible, it's not available on an equal footing worldwide. WHO's emergencies chief, Dr. Michael Ryan, is cautious about proof of vaccine or what's known as a passport being presented to enter countries, arguing it is not a fair process.
If access to vaccine is inequitous, then inequity and unfairness can be further branded into the system if we continue to make decisions on what people can and can't do, where they can and can't go, on the basis of being vaccinated, when being vaccinated itself is not something that everyone has equal access to.
Dr. Ryan has admitted perhaps the organisation could have emphasised the word pandemic sooner, but he added it's up to countries to listen to warnings. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says he wants to better understand why some were slow to react.
We have come so far. We have suffered so much. And we have lost so many. We must not squander the progress we have made.
The Dutch government is hoping to tackle its latest outbreak by extending an evening curfew until the end of the month while vaccinations increase. Prime Minister Mark Rutte says there will be some exemptions for voters when national elections are held in mid-March.
But I tell you today that the tipping point is approaching where the vaccine will gain the upper hand over the virus, and so more will be possible, and we must be ready for that. And I'm also telling you that in the coming days, we will be reviewing all the economic aid packages to see where we can help more or where we can help for longer.
Peru has started its vaccination rollout of the elderly population aged over 60, and the first patient was a 104-year-old woman. Nun Elvira Castaneda was one of those inoculated with the Pfizer vaccine.
We are free, so we can say, of the disease, and also our brothers who are with us. We are not going to infect them or anything, because that is the fear, that we can infect other people in case we are not vaccinated.
In the United States, more than 90% of the population is not yet inoculated. The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Rochelle Walensky says fully vaccinated people can meet in small groups without wearing masks.
Everyone, whether vaccinated or not, should continue to avoid medium and large size gatherings, as well as non-essential travel. And when in public spaces, should continue to wear a well-fitted mask, physically distance, and follow other public health measures to protect themselves as others.
And US President Joe Biden will address the nation on Thursday, 1 year after widespread shutdowns due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He spoke at a medical centre on Monday about vaccination progress in the United States.
We're doing pretty good across the country.
Yes.
We're going to reach 100 million doses pretty soon. But we have to focus more on getting to the neighbourhoods that are at-risk neighbourhoods.
Some studies have shown Hispanic and Black communities have lower vaccination rates so far than the white population. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.